the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this absolutely terrific Thursday, May 29th, 2025 edition. In the next segment, we're going to be bringing on a new sponsor, Rick Randall. He'll be joining us at 11:15 to talk about his new book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. We're excited. You've heard the commercials running already this morning. I've had a couple of people text me about how to get the book. We're excited. We're going to talk to Rick Randall all about it. But again, I want to remind you and I want to give you a special invitation to this Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8, the Flatline with Rick Hughes, Rick Hughes Ministries, the Flatline, Forward Line of Troops. What the show is all about is basically 10 biblical principles to live your life by. And one of the books that I've just started reading is Christian Problem Solving. God loves you. He's always with you. And he's always there for you. And it's talking about the new Christian and how you need to understand Christian problem solving. And so again, he is on this radio network, the station, the two websites, the two phone apps. You can listen 7:30 to 8 a.m. this Sunday morning. RickHughesMinistries.org is the website. You can go there. You can check it out. You can absolutely get all kinds of free books, free information mailed directly to you at no cost. We've been carrying Rick's show for a few years, and Rick reached out to me, and he said, Randy, I hate to say this, I'm really sorry, but I'm not getting any interaction from your audience. They're not requesting any books. They're not requesting any of our information, our DVDs. They're not asking for any of our pamphlets. So I don't know for sure that we're really spending our money wisely to be on your radio station. And I said, Rick, I understand totally. I said, do me a favor. Give me 30 days to explain to the audience what your show's all about on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. Give me an opportunity to have some of my people interact with you so we can keep you as a sponsor. And you guys responded. Dara Olson, Mark Eby, Castle Rock up in St. Ignace, many others have started making it a habit now on Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8, to listen to the Flatline show. And as a result, you guys have reached out to Rick down in Alabama. He's mailed you some books. He's mailed you some DVDs. And he's decided to stay on as a sponsor. We greatly appreciate that. And honestly, folks, it wasn't really a priority. It wasn't really something I was doing on a regular basis. But now, Sunday mornings, I've gotten into a routine. And I'm excited. I've absolutely enjoyed the last few Sundays where I get up and I listen to Rick's show from 7:30 to 8 here on the network. I then watched church services, New Hope, Pastor Craig down in Acme, Williamsburg area. And then I go visit my friend, my new sponsor, Rick Randall. He's a retired chiropractor. He is trying to work out my neck and trying to get things moving again. I greatly appreciate that. And then we come and produce church services, Pastor Chatfield's church, Northern Michigan Baptist Church in Burt Lake from 11 to noon. And that's my Sunday mornings. And I invite you to join me in this process, listening to Rick Hughes' Flatline Show, 7:30 to 8, right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the radio station, the two websites, and the two phone apps. Well, speaking of Rick Randall, he'll be joining us in the next segment. He's going to be talking to us about his new book, Road Trip. We're excited. We're going to have a good conversation with Rick. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Thursday. Joining us on the line right now is the author, Rick Randall, of the new book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Thanks again for having me here. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I've been thinking about your book. I go through it every morning. It's kind of my new daily devotional in addition to the Bible. And I got to tell you, man, you said it last week when you were on the show, and you said, you know, you don't have to go, you know, by every single page, you know, page one, page two, page three. Just grab the book and open it up. And I'm like, oh, okay, kind of like the Bible. You know, I don't read it from cover to cover.
I don't know about that.
Right? Well, no, I grab a page, and it's amazing that when you grab the Bible, it's like, wow, this particular scripture, this particular book speaks to me today. You know, the one I opened up to this morning and read was, you have to have faith, you have to trust in the Lord, because it's His plan, not yours. Was basically the gist of the book. And I'm like, man, especially today, what we're going to be going through this afternoon. And it's like, yeah, okay, I got it. You got control of this. I just got to let go and let God. And one of the things I opened your book to, and it was so interesting, it was purpose, it was mission, the P words, the P pages, the one I turned to. And I'm like, man, there's so many P's in this thing. It was really interesting.
There.
And I said, you know, I'm going to ask Rick, when he wrote this book, what was maybe like the top three or four things that you were thinking about that people, when they read this book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, what did you hope that they would take away from the book? What was maybe a couple of the reasons or thoughts you had in sitting down and writing this 24,000 word book? What was it that was going through your mind as to what people would get from it once they read it?
So right off the bat, to make other people's lives better, and then to just list off three things is to change the way people think. And the third one would be to create a positive thinking culture of people. But the bigger reason is this, is that I have a thing called You Matter. So it's, you know, capital U with M-A-T-T-E-R, You Matter. And I think that's probably the top priority. So it goes like one of the most important feelings in the world is to believe in yourself. How do you feel about you? I call it reflective training, and it is when you go to the mirror and you look at yourself eye to eye and you just say, hey, man, I love you and I believe in you. And if that's something, it actually gets to be kind of fun. If not, why not? How do we make it so? And so that is really the reason I wrote this book, is so when you go to the mirror, you go, hey, you know, Rick, I love you and I believe in you, and you can look at yourself eye to eye. And so then one of the words in the book, of course, is you. And this is what I wrote about that was, is that this is, you're one of 8 billion people on the planet. You know, Randy, the truth is a lot of people aren't self-confidence, self-image, believe in myself. There's a lot of mental illness in the world, I mean, and mm-hmm. I'm not so sure. I'm not a psychologist, but I think that a lot of it has to do with certainly how we think. And so the book is full of positive thinking words, and it's not just about being positive. There's way more to it than that. It's a way of thinking that leads to a way of being that kind of will change your life forever. And so if we could get everybody on board, and that's where Pass the Positive comes in, is that you're trying to get, if we all of us are in the same club. And so it starts with believing in yourself and I love you. And when you have that kind of disposition or belief in yourself, you make such a big difference when you go out into the world and just say hello. And
you're specifically talking about that self-love of oneself, and it kind of glows, it kind of gives off energy to others when they meet you, because your attitude, you love yourself, you love them, you want to have a relationship, a discussion, it kind of gives you a kind of a hop in your step a little bit, is what you're basically saying.
Well, and then it's contagious. But so here's a good way to say it is that if there's a 1,000-piece puzzle, you ever had a 1,000-piece puzzle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of puzzle pieces. My mother-in-law just put one together, but if there was three pieces missing, but if in a 1,000-piece puzzle and you look and you go, hey, one of the pieces was missing, the first thing you notice is the missing piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a large block wall, it's tall and wide with all kinds of blocks in it, but one of the blocks is missing, the first thing that you notice is the missing block. when it comes to a safety pin, what part of the balloon is more or less important than any other part of the balloon? And so what about you? You are the missing puzzle piece. You are the missing block in the wall. You are the important part of the balloon. And it's just this kind of self-energy that you go, hey, I'm okay. There was a book written a long time ago by I'm okay, you're okay.
Yeah.
And it was just interesting, a whole thought process. It's just about, man, I love myself. And it's not goofy. It's just, hey, man, how do you in just think I'm okay, you know? And so then I talked about the idea of pass the positive, and then it transforms into how do you just get excited about your life. And we're all on a road trip, we're all on this adventure, and it should be a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, and absolutely. So, well, one of the things, Rick, that I experience, and I started doing this especially since I lost my weight. I don't know why, but I'm just happier, I have more energy, I feel better about myself. But one thing I've started doing, and it's almost been a habit, is when I go shopping, I'm the shopper of the family. I go and buy the groceries, and I go and do the shopping for what we need. And one thing I started doing, I do this at Myers, I do this at Costco, I do it at gas stations, is I smile. When I see somebody, I smile at them, you know? And,
yep.
And you know what is so amazing? You said it was contagious. It's so funny. Because a lot of people might have a scowl on their face, or they might be down or having a bad day or whatever, and their first reaction is to look at me like, okay, what's your problem?
You know, like, right? What's wrong with you?
Right? Like, what's up with you, dude? And so I keep smiling, and then you know what happens? They kind of smile. They kind of break a smile back at me. And it's like, well, this guy's smiling at me, I'm going to smile back at him. You know, the guys always do the guy nod thing. You know, you nod your head, especially if you're wearing a baseball cap, like I always do. And it's so funny. It is contagious. But the page I turned to was purpose. And I'm just going to take a minute here. And this is the folks in the book. Every single one of these words has Rick's definition. These aren't Webster's definitions. Purpose, goal, aim, ambition, aspiration, object, objective, mission, intent, intention, target, resolution, plan, motive, design, scheme, project, desire, wish, resolve, expectation, determination, hope, motivation, will possess, and preserve. And the thing of it is, why are you here? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want your life to provide? How will you benefit others? The purpose of this book is to help you find that out. Anything is possible if only you believe that you have to believe in something. That something is your purpose. And then you give a poem about the word purpose. And it's like every single page with these definitions and these poems, it's like, I mean, this whole page, even including the poem, probably took me a minute and a half to read and to absorb. And I'm going, wow, this is really impactful. And how it can just basically, in the morning is when I recommend doing it. That's what I've gotten into the habit since I've gotten the book. And it seems like it just gives you a perspective for the day. And whether it's goals or God or whatever all these words are that are in here, just turn to the page and read it and take a minute each day. And it's like, it just gives you a better perspective going into your day, I guess is what I'm feeling.
So with that being said, it's crazy, man. We spend a lot of time with that little cell phone on the end of our hand.
Yeah.
You know, if you would have started with a guitar at the end of your hand when you're 3 years of age, you'd be, you know, you'd be a rock star.
But yeah, Mark Farner, Grand Funk Railroad, right?
I was thinking about Rolling Stones. But anyways,
Yeah. So, I was thinking Flint, because you're from Flint.
Well, that's funny. Well, that's funny, too.
Mark Farner's from there, same place Rick is from. So.
Sure.
But let me ask you this. Do you think when people hear this message, we're talking about it, the commercials are being advertised, they can get it on Amazon Books or Barnes & Noble, to look at this book a little bit differently as far as what your mission was when you wrote it? What ultimately would you like people to do when they buy the book and they start reading the book? Ultimately, what is the final destination you hope to accomplish in justifying writing this book?
Is that you incorporate the words that are in it into your life. The book is, you know, like you said, 123 words. It's 24,000 words of motivational, inspirational. By the way, have to give Webster's a little lean. I had two books. I had the Concise Thesaurus and the Concise Dictionary, which is Random House Webster's.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Most definitely.
But they helped guide you, and then you took your own life experiences and incorporated them into your book.
That's the neatest thing, Randy. Again, if you're 18 years of age and you had the wisdom that's in this book, you would be impacted dramatically in the decisions that you make and what you do with your life going forward. And it's not something that's taught. It's not out there. You don't get it in school. This is something that's a culmination of myself just reading, oh my goodness, Dale Carnegie and Zig Ziglar, like you mentioned. Last week you mentioned the stinking thinking, and I had to laugh because that was such an important thing to me. And it was all about Zig's talking about take a check up from the neck up. Yep. Nightingale Conant did. They have motivational, inspirational tapes. My friend and I, Terry Smith, we joined. We moved in together. He graduated. I graduated. He started selling Red Wing shoes, and I started chiropractic. And his dad had these albums, you know, what are those, 33s? 33, yep. And we had a turntable. Yep. We're listening to Norman Vincent Peale, Napoleon Hill, W. Clement Stone, and that's how we started our day. So we just got into that. Schuller. He came to Flint, Robert Schuller, and he talked about tough times don't last, tough people do, in 1983. Then we listened, here's a funny story, I listened to Mark Victor Hansen. He was the guy that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, right?
Yep.
Okay. So in 1983, I thought the guy was goofy, and I was into the stuff, you know. But I thought that guy's goofy. Okay. So 1999, I went back to a seminar, our chiropractic association, and a lot of these good speakers, and I listened to him again, and I thought, oh my God, he has come such a long ways. And I bought all his tapes and his cassettes, and he had just published the Chicken Soup for the Soul book, and so there was just another one that had influence in my life. Then Brian Tracy, he's out of Canada. He was another great guy. Wayne Dyer, of course, I listened to him and read his books. There's just so many good speakers out there, and I always kind of wanted to kind of pass that message on somehow with either I write or what I say or with people, you know. And so I've enjoyed life so much, and it's not that it's been without fault or failure or whoopses and stuff, you know. You have to learn things by touching the stove yourself, and unfortunately, I've done that. But because of that, I've survived it. That's my definition of overcoming. And then now you move on. So now what I really want is impact young lives and young people's thinking. And I really want people to believe in themselves. And I think it's so important that you just say, hey, man, I'm okay, and I belong here. So that's where Pass the Positive comes in. And Pass the Positive is about joining us all together one wrist at a time. Randy, I bought 40,000 bracelets, rubber silicone bracelets that say Pass the Positive.
Yeah.
I get all kind of crazy. But it's good stuff, and it's all about that we're all in the same race. We're all in the human race. We need everybody in. We need all of us to participate in love and life and living. It should be just the greatest experience ever. We should be able to go to Iran. We should be able to go to Gaza. We should be able to go places and enjoy the best of what they have to offer. And how do we make that so, right? So,
yep, absolutely.
Anyways,
well,
that's kind of my
wrap
system.
It up with the name of the book is Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Again, you can get your copy on Amazon Books or Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And Rick, we greatly appreciate you, man. And thank you for the positive, uplifting conversation this morning.
Randy, you're awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Bye now.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading